Appearances can be deceiving.
Even when life looks great,
many are suffering in silence.
Mental health affects us all.
Me.
My son.
My friend.
Even if you're an athlete.
Or not.
Even if you're well known.
Or not.
It could be any of us.
When we talk about it, we can help each other.
Today, join the conversation. Let's talk.
Today is Bell Let's Talk Day. Join the conversation.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Phys Ed Cast. This one's going to be a little bit different from our usual episodes where we normally chat with leaders in the world of physical education and coaching, but I think it's an episode that is well worth your time listening to. Today is a Bell Let's Talk Day here in Canada, and for those of you that aren't from Canada or aren't aware of Bell Let's Talk Day, it's a day that is dedicated to promoting and discussing the idea of mental health and dealing with mental health problems and supporting those people with mental health problems. Now, last year in another podcast that I used to produce, which was called The Daily Phys Ed, I spoke a little bit about Bell Let's Talk Day, including my journey with mental health, my experience with mental health, both for myself and for people around me. I thought today it was a good opportunity to share that conversation again with all of the Phys Ed cast listeners. If you weren't aware of The Daily Phys Ed, if you didn't hear that episode, the audio that you're about to hear comes from that podcast, which I no longer produce. I transitioned to this Phys Ed cast. So I hope you don't mind spending about 20 minutes of your time now listening to my story of mental health and some thoughts that I have around the topic. It's something that I think is really, really important. And on Bell Let's Talk Day, it's a conversation that is well worth having. So I hope you enjoy the conversation that I shared last year in the Daily Phys Ed. And if you are someone that is struggling with mental health, then please seek support. It's okay not to be okay.
Today here in Canada, it is Bell Let's Talk Day, a day that is dedicated to mental health and people who are struggling with mental health issues. The whole idea of Bell Let's Talk Day is to get people talking about mental health in an open and accepting way, and to end the stigma that is attached to the idea of mental health issues. So today, if you are on social media, which is probably where you found this podcast, I encourage you to go and check out the hashtag Bell Let's Talk, and you will see lots and lots of people sharing some fantastic resources, stories about their mental health issues, and just basically trying to move the conversation forward around the idea that it is okay to be not okay, and it's okay to reach out and talk to people, and it's okay for us to be able to have honest and real conversations about mental health. It is something that affects either directly or indirectly nearly every single person out there in the world. I think if you're listening to this show, you probably either know somebody who has suffered from a mental health issue. You may have at some point in your life, or you may be currently fighting a battle with mental health, and just know that it is something that's okay to talk about. It is something that is completely normal. It's something that affects, I think the stats are nearly 1 in 4 people here in Canada at least are affected by mental health issues at some point in their life. So it is okay not to be okay, and it's also okay to talk about it. It's okay to talk about the feelings that you have. It's okay to talk about the fact that sometimes you just don't feel okay. So today's episode, I want to sort of share my experience with mental health, my experience with people that I know in my family and my friends and their fights against the demons that are inside their head, and let all of you who are out there know that it's okay not to be okay. I have a very, very close first-hand experience with mental health issues. I have at different stages in my life when I was younger gone through times where I have fought with depression and anxiety. I've had feelings of feeling that I'm not good enough, feeling that I just don't know what's wrong, and that I feel really upset and just crying for no reason. Feelings that, you know, maybe it would be easier to end it all. And, you know, it's when you have those feelings, you feel completely out of control. And that feeling of out of control is a feeling that isn't a very, very nice feeling. There were days where I locked myself in my room. I didn't come out. I didn't speak to anyone. I deliberately ignored family members who had traveled more than 2 hours to see me when I was at university. They were knocking on my door and knocking on my window. And I pretended that I wasn't there because it was easier for me just not to deal with having to talk about the way that I felt. So I firsthand have dealt with mental health, and really it was when I came to terms with going and speaking to a professional, and when I came to terms with being able to speak to my friends and my family and let them know that I'm not okay. I'm not okay right now and I need your help. And it was when I did that I began to turn that corner, and I began to see that it was okay to talk to people about it. It was okay to feel like, you know, I was out of control and I needed some help. And through talking to family and talking to friends and talking to professionals, I was able to turn that around and start to feel okay and start to develop some strategies for dealing with those thoughts when they came, and being able to recognize those thoughts and say, okay, I'm feeling a little bit down. I'm feeling like things are getting on top of me right now. You know, now's the time where I need to recognize that I need to go and speak with either a friend, a family member, or someone who is a professional, so that I'm better able to deal with these thoughts before they get on top of me. I also have very close family connections to people who have mental health struggles or issues. I have siblings and a parent who at different stages and are currently going through mental health challenges and battles. And, you know, it's something that really hits home very hard when you have a family member who has those battles and has those days where they feel really low. And sometimes you just don't know what to do as a friend, as a family member, as a friend, as a brother, as a husband, as a son, to help those people when they're having those issues. And I think the thing that I've learned the most is that just simply being there for somebody when they're having a difficult time and letting them know that you're there if they need to talk and that you're there to support them and whatever they need to help them start to feel a little bit more comfortable is really sometimes the best support that you can give. It might not be necessarily being right up in their face and making sure that you're trying to help them when they're feeling low, but just letting them know that I'm here if you need me, and you know that I love you, and that anything that you need, that I'm going to be there for you, and I can listen to you, and I can hear your struggles and not be judgmental and just be there to help support them. I think probably the biggest impact on my life in terms of mental health that I've had was my cousin, who passed away about 18 months ago. He succumbed to the demons in his head and he committed suicide. And I'll never forget the call that I got. I was in Singapore and he was living in Townsville in far north Queensland in Australia. He was, I think, only 21 maybe. Very successful mixed martial artist, had won a number of fights in national mixed martial arts competitions, had really everything going for him. Young, fit, strong, attractive, successful fighter, loving family. But little did we know that he had those demons in his head. And I got that call one morning when I was on the way to work from my sister. And I'll never forget the sound in her voice when she told me that Sam was gone and Sam had committed suicide. And it was just a terrible time for my family. And it's something that really changed the entire fabric of my family, who were always very positive and happy and a very close and connected family. And it really just threw the entire family for a loop, and continues to throw the family for a loop. But I think the one thing that has been a real positive to come out of that experience was it's really brought our family closer together through the fact that there are no secrets and there are no there's no stigma attached to the way that people feel anymore. People are very much more open, and it's not just that simple like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. really, people really, like, everybody loved and cared for each other, but now they really love and care for each other a lot more. And it's really sad that something as terrible as that needed to happen for this, for that to happen for our family. But I think that, you know, going through something like that as a family really made us stronger and made us more aware that, you know, each of us has those battles to fight and each of us has those demons that are sometimes in our heads. And, you know, as a family member, it's really important that we're there for each other and that we listen to each other and that we're willing to have those conversations. Another great organization, you know, Australia, definitely in Tasmania where I'm from, that has done a lot of great work around mental health is Speak Up Stay Chatty. Now, this is a organization that was founded by a guy called Mitch, who lost his brother to suicide and really used that again to as a launching off point to start this business and to really start sharing. The fact that it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to talk about things like suicide and mental health, and it's been really successful. And when my dad passed away in March last year, almost a year ago, rather than accepting like flowers for the funeral, we said we wanted everyone to donate to that cause, Speak Up, Stay Chatty, and we were able to donate a couple of $1,000 to them. Because my dad was very, very passionate about that. After the experience of losing Sam, it really hit him for six, and he really understood the need for us to be able to be more open and talk more about mental health issues. So my dad came from a generation of men who were told that you have to be strong and you have to be brave and you shouldn't talk about your feelings and you shouldn't cry, and just the stereotype that, you know, mental health and being is being weak. And it was interesting growing up to see my dad, you know, put on that persona at times. And it wasn't till I became an adult and I started to have some mental health issues and my brother started to have some mental health issues that it really became aware that he also had mental health issues and that he was fighting his own demons. So it really, you know, I think it's important that we talk about mental health and we feel okay to talk about mental health, and we feel that it's almost one of the most important things to talk about now, and to break that stereotype that men in particular have to be seen as strong and that they're weak if they're upset or if they're battling these mental health issues. I think that that was also something that became very apparent to me as I became an adult and saw my dad in a different way. So I was really proud that to be able to see that, you know, he really took the idea of being accepting of mental health and talking about mental health and being open to that, you know, in between the time that Sam died and that he died, as something that was really important to him. So to be able to donate that money that was collected at his funeral was really, I think, something that I was really proud of. I think it was something that he would have been really proud of as well. And will help to support, you know, people that are having those issues. So I've shared a little bit about my experience with mental health, and it's something that is ongoing. I have friends and other family members and extended family who have their own issues, and it's something that for me I think is one of the most important things. So thank you for listening to my story of mental health, and we all have our own story of mental health. Whether it be our own story or whether it be the story of people around us, our friends, our family, our co-workers. And I think, you know, as I said, it really, I by no means am a professional, and I no means have the training to be able to begin to describe what should be done. But I think from my experience and from my lived experience, it is just being there for people. It is just, you know, asking, are you okay? And you know, really asking those harder questions, and like, you know, like I see that maybe you're not feeling so well right now, you know, don't seem to be doing okay. How can I help? What can I do to support you? Can I listen to you? Can I be that shoulder for you just to lean on when you need that help? I would say from my lived experience, that's what I think we can do as just human beings, good human beings. From a teacher's point of view, I think it's something that we need to be more willing to talk to our students about. I think it's something that, especially as physical educators and physical health educators, it's maybe something that gets washed over a little bit in our curriculum. We really focus a lot on the physical aspect of things, but I think working on developing that resiliency in our students, developing the skills to be able to communicate in our students so that if they do get themselves in situations where they're not feeling okay, that they feel confident enough to be able to express that to somebody. And if you're the person that they express that to, knowing where to go. Knowing if a student comes and discloses to you that they're having mental health issues, knowing the resources and the steps and the organizations and the people that you can go to be able to support them, I think is really, really important. If you're here in Canada and you're listening to this, I know that there's some fantastic resources coming out of the teachresiliency.ca. And if you do go to the Bell Let's Talk website, there is a lot of resources on there today, especially as well for people here in Canada, resources of where to go to seek help if you're somebody that needs help, or if you're a teacher, or if you're a parent, or if you're a friend, where you can also go to access resources to be able to help or to point people in the right direction. If you know, this week we have our dance play residency happening at the school, and it's been really fantastic. And I think one of the things that has been one of the, I guess, best parts about it for me is the focus that they have on developing confident students. At the end, every single lesson with the students saying to themselves silently in their head, "I am awesome." And then out loud as they can, "I am awesome," before heading off and saying to five of their classmates, looking them in the eye and saying, "You are awesome." And it's that positive self-talk that I think is one small step which can begin to help our students. I don't think I, as much as I should, enable students to be able to express themselves positively and to really explicitly give themselves self-talk, and even as a teacher sometimes providing feedback, I'm really guilty of saying like, "Good job," and that doesn't really provide that specific feedback. I think something that I've really been trying hard to do recently is to give students really specific feedback, not only about their performance, but about themselves as individuals. And like, "I really love the way that you speak to your friends," or "I really think that you are a really kind and caring person." And having that positive self-talk and that positive talk coming from an adult and coming from somebody that student looks up to as an adult role model, I think is really, really important in building that confidence for those students. So if you're listening to this today and you think that you know, you as a teacher can do more, think about the stat that, you know, if that one in four people in society at some point in their life will battle mental health issues. You know, look at that in your class. You have 20 kids in your class. You know, there could be four or five students who are battling mental health issues either now or at some point in their future. And if you can give them the skills and the strategies and help them to be able to feel confident to talk about those issues when they face those issues, then I think that's a really important thing. I saw a statistic today when I was checking out some of the Bell Let's Talk tweets that were out there that, you know, often with people with mental health issues, it takes them between 8 to 10 years before they even feel comfortable to speak about it. Some people suffer for 8 to 10 years with a mental health illness or an issue before they actually go and seek help. And you know, think about that in terms of, if you had a broken leg, would you wait 8 to 10 years to go and seek help and seek medical attention? Probably not. So why would you do it with a mental illness? We need to see mental illness in that same view as a physical illness or a physical injury. It's something that is real. It's something that should be dealt with as soon as possible. So if you are suffering, or if you know someone who's suffering, please get them to seek help, whether that's help by speaking to a friend or a family member or a professional if they need that support. It is something that is really, really, really important. So again, I urge you to go and check out the hashtag BellLet'sTalk if you're here in Canada. If you can retweet that, even if you're not in Canada, retweet some tweets with that hashtag, post a tweet with that hashtag, And for every time that that is posted and shared, Bell, who is one of the telecommunications companies here in Canada, is going to donate 5 cents to mental health organizations here in Canada. So please, 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 even if you're not in Canada, retweet, share those tweets, go on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, share it, and help us raise some money to be able to support those organizations who are doing really fantastic work to help people with mental health issues here in Canada and all around the world. If you want to do something else, you know someone who's struggling, just ask them if they're okay, ask them how you can help, and just be there for them. If you're somebody who has had issues with mental health and you've come out the other side, then share your story. I think there's nothing more powerful than hearing people share their story, and it really helps those people who are not quite ready to share to feel comfortable and confident in sharing their story as well, and knowing that, you know, there's people that have come out the other side. Because when you're in it, it feels like you're the only one. It feels like, you know, nobody can really understand how I feel, because nobody's me and I'm an individual, and you know, like, I've, you know, why would anybody understand how I feel? But you'd be surprised how many people do understand, and how many people have had similar thoughts, and how many people have sought help and come out the other side. So today's a really important day, and, you know, it might be a bit more down and out, down and depressing than our usual episodes here on the Daily Phys Ed. But if this is the only episode that you listen to this year, if this is the only episode of the Daily Phys Ed that you've ever heard, I think this is the most important one, and it's something that is really, really close to me, and really, I hope that it really gives you the impetus to go out there and to start helping people and sharing your story. So until tomorrow, thank you very, very much for listening to this episode. Thank you for letting me share my story. And I hope that it has given you something to think about. And let's not just let today, January 31st, Bell Let's Talk Day, be the only day that we feel comfortable to talk about these things. It's great to have days like this to raise awareness, but this needs to be something that is talked about every single day, not just on those days where there are mental health initiatives taking place, but on every day that, you know, it's something that can't be ignored. It's not something that's just going to go away. It's something that needs to be dealt with, just like any other illness. So I really urge you to use today as a launching off point to really think about mental health and the importance of speaking about mental health and being open about mental health, and being able to say it's okay to be not okay. Until tomorrow, my name's Nathan Horn from iphysed.com. This has been the Daily Phys Ed Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to my story. I think that's, as I said, one of the most important things that we can do is just be ready to listen. Until tomorrow, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to feel like you're the only one who's ever felt like this. It's okay to feel like there is no hope. It's okay to talk to somebody about the way you feel. It's okay to share your story. It's okay to seek help. It's okay to have a mental illness. It's okay to feel like there may be nobody who can help you, but know that there is. It's okay to not be okay. So if you don't feel like you're okay, if you feel like things are out of control, if you feel like things are hopeless, if you feel like, you know, life would be better without you, then go and talk to somebody. Share your story and be okay with the feeling that it's okay to be not okay.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to today's episode of the Phys Ed Cast. I really appreciate your support. And if you think that this episode is something that would help someone who's suffering from mental health issues, or someone that you think could benefit from listening to this story, then I highly recommend that you share this episode with them. We'll be back very soon next week with a brand new episode of the Phys Ed Cast, a regular episode with a brand new guest. My guest for the next episode is going to be Dr. Tim Fletcher from Brock University, and I'll be chatting with him around the idea of meaningful physical education.